From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters. In July of last year, Congress passed the CHIPS Plus Act to provide subsidies to American computer chip makers in an effort to bring more chip manufacturing back here to the U.S. By September, BoiseDev.com was reporting that Micron Technology would build a $15 billion manufacturing plant in Boise. That plant will make chips for everything from computers to cell phones. And Micron's president says it will create 2,000 new jobs. So once that plant is finished, who in the world will fill those jobs? Well, in May, Boise State's president said the university was now part of the Upwards Network. It will help train new workers in the semiconductor industry. And just this month, the College of Western Idaho announced it received a new grant to expand the school's advanced macrotechnics engineering technology program, which will train technicians for Micron's new facility. So here to tell us more about CWI's program is the president of the college, Gordon Jones. Gordon, nice to have you back on the show.
Thanks, Gemma. It's great to be here.
So this new grant will double your mechatronics program. Can you tell folks what exactly that is?
Yeah, sure. Many listeners may be aware of College of Western Idaho, CWI. We're a public two-year located in Nampa. A lot of our emphasis is on equipping Idahoans to receive the education, in a lot of cases training, to meet the needs of our employer workforce. And mechatronics is one such program. And mechatronics is really, it's as we move into an automated world, a lot of manufacturing takes place with humans partnering with robots. So mechatronics is a field where specifically the idea of light robotics, trained machines that still require human oversight or human participation. And CWI has a program that's been longstanding, or I should say the last few years, but that does this. And in fact, it's a skill that we're going to, talk about Micron, but many of our area employers utilize this kind of an approach, whether it be Micron or Amalgamated Sugar, an Amazon, a Lactalis, an Autoval. These are all sort of places where the workforce is augmented by machines. So mechatronics trains people to be able to oversee and or operate those machines.
And Gordon, when you say hands-on training, I mean, this is really, truly hands-on training. We're talking everything from computers to software to robots and manufacturing.
Correct. I mean, that is the heart of the classroom, is we want students who come out who can say they understand these machines and know how to use them. It's sort of the analogy is if we were teaching swimming, what we do with hands-on is we certify people are able to actually swim in the pool, not just perhaps describe on a chalkboard how swimming works.
Mm. And also, I want to talk a little bit about the students that are in this program, because they have an opportunity for an apprenticeship with Micron. So tell us a bit about that, because my understanding is this would actually be a paid apprenticeship.
Yeah, and so this Micron has estimated about 1,000 of those 2,000 workers need to be individuals with this type of training, some kind of semiconductor or mechatronics. And that is a large number of folks to go through this process of training. One way to do that is Micron has this apprenticeship program where individuals can learn and work at Micron while they're going through this training. And so effectively, they're hitting the ground running as they're learning. And in addition to that, students could also be preparing to go to work for Micron in our classrooms in Nampa. And so this apprenticeship is a really wonderful way for individuals to early on get into Micron, get trained, and glide right over to this role as this factory gets up and running.
And as you mentioned, Gordon, I mean, these skills, they're not specific just to Micron. I mean, Micron definitely needs these workers. But as you said, these skills would transfer to other businesses in the Valley.
Correct. And that's really a special message for this Treasure Valley is we know there's growth, but we also want to know that there's jobs and good paying jobs. I mean, these jobs are paying at or above the median income of Idaho, which is about $64,000. And from that standpoint, when you look at all the employers, what's needed at Micron being 1,000 is well above that when you add the whole Treasure Valley. And so what's the neat story with a College of Western Idaho is these employees, they're not just perhaps high school graduates coming to college. They may be people in their 20s, 40s, 60s who say, I'm going to do a life pivot. We all know there's a lot of change today and many people have multiple careers. There's an opportunity here for any and all who are excited by what this could be. And many of these jobs, when it's College of Western Idaho, these are Idahoans coming in to get trained up and get to a quality employer like the ones we've mentioned.
I only have about a minute left with you, Gordon, and I really want to get to the grant. Where did it come from and how much is it and how will the money actually be used for this program?
Yeah, and so this is a $4.2 million grant. We're thrilled to have received it. It comes from the Idaho Workforce Development Council. And this is really where the source of funding, whether it be federal monies that make their way to the Idaho Workforce Development Council or state, that they deploy. The purpose of this, and I believe what the Idaho Workforce Development Council saw, was we have the opportunity to double our capacity, meaning buy more of those robots that students train on, hire additional people so that we can handle this dramatic increase. And so we're looking to be at about 50 to 100 people graduating per year in a world where prior to this grant, we're in the 25 to 50 range. And I can tell you, there are so many openings in this valley that this grant is going to be a tremendous enabler for this particular skill set that's so needed.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is my voice. It can tell you a lot about me, and I'm not changing it for anyone. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of NPR episodes centered on the Black experience. Search NPR Black Stories, Black Truths wherever you get podcasts.